Blue Shoes and Happiness. Written by Alexander McCall Smith. Read by Hilary Neville.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Auntie Emang, Solver of Problems. When you are just the right age, as Mara Motswe was, and when you've seen a bit of life, as Mara Motswe certainly had, then there are some things that you just know. And one of the things that was well known to Mara Motswe, only begetter of the number one ladies' detective agency, Botswana's only ladies' detective agency, was that there were two sorts of problem in this life. Firstly, there were those problems, and they were major ones, about which one could do very little, other than to hope, of course. These were the problems of the land, of fields that were too rocky, of soil that blew away in the wind, or of places where crops would just not thrive for some sickness that lurked in the very earth. But looming greater than anything else, there was the problem of drought. It was a familiar feeling in Botswana, this waiting for rain, which often simply did not come, or came too late to save the crops. And then the land, scarred and exhausted, would dry and crack under the relentless sun. And it would seem that nothing short of a miracle would ever bring it to life. But that miracle would eventually arrive, as it always had, and the landscape would turn from brown to green within hours, under the kiss of the rain. And there were other colours that would follow the green.